Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the Serena Pearl on the show with a side of Dan.
Unscripted, unpretentious,
unpredictable,
on everything.
And we're here to untight your uptight.
Are you back from the bathroom, Danny?
Guys, you can't start without me.
We're starting and then he's in the bathroom. Hey, but you know what?
What?
Okay, so this is quite ironic, I think.
A little too
growing up. When I was raising my growing up, my parents tried to not let us watch too much TV. And that was the same with my children. I didn't want them to watch too much TV because when they grew up, they could be TV addicts.
Yes,
but the
funny thing
is, I let my children. Okay, so we sort of did it differently with our children, Serene. You didn't hardly let your children watch any TV, and I let my children watch some, thinking, I don't want to deny them too much because then they might like go all of crazy and just watch TV 24 hours a day.
Okay. Zombie it out.
Yeah. So then I thought, oh, we'll let them watch some. But I always worried, did I let them watch too much TV growing up? But let me tell you the funny thing. My children, like, now they're off and getting married, and I'm like, I said to Noble the other day, so you're going to get cable? He's like, Mom, we don't watch TV. It's like they think TV is so old-fashioned, they think it's for the old fogies. Now, my husband and I still watch TV, and I think they snicker.
No, you don't watch traditional TV. You have a box that's attached to a cable?
Yes, we do.
Like a Motel 6?
Yeah, like a Motel 6.
Do you smoke a cigarette while you're watching?
that's might probably what the younger generation thinks of TV.
Oh, my goodness.
It's not we didn't have to worry. Will our children just spend their lives watching TV? Because they won't, people.
I know, but they still watch. Just watch screens on their little tablet things.
Well, it's YouTube. I mean, my kids will
watch YouTube.
If we're not careful.
But isn't it funny? All our worries about, are our children going to watch too much TV? No, they have no desire to watch your TV.
Yeah.
They have no desire to watch our TV.
Do you know what I discovered the other day about TV, though? Did I cut you off, Serene?
No, I want to be cut off.
This is your podcast.
I've got a terrible habit of cutting everybody off, and I need to be punished and cut off by the Danith of the wool pant.
Well, eat this. I caught good old-fashioned TV the other day, and it's better than internet TV.
Were you in a doctor's waiting room?
Uh-huh.
Hold on, you don't have TV in your house.
No, we don't have.
You're too young.
Well, we have a...
millennial.
We have an antenna just so that we can get football because my son loves football. And on TV, classic TV, on a channel, there is programming. And let me tell you, I flipped around and it's better than internet TV.
Oh, so you're new to the whole TV thing.
Yeah, this is new for me. Oh, so I'm from the internet TV group who discovered TV.
You went back to
better.
The vintage. What did you like about it?
Well, okay, first of all.
It's like a young person discovering Elvis Presley or something. When my children discover Elvis Presley, they're like, Mom, that singer's amazing. I'm like, yeah, he was very famous.
Yeah, well,
like, really, was he?
Live sports is on TV.
Yeah.
For one, Dancing with the Stars, American Idol. These are things that you have to watch commercials to get
to. You can get that on internet.
You can watch the highlights on YouTube, the highlights.
Yeah, you could get highlights.
You can't watch a full show on the internet.
Not as it's happening.
You got to pay for it.
Well, I don't watch
anything
as it's
happening. Here's the thing about TV. I think that TV is sort of like staying culturally up to date. Like, you can watch all of the old episodes eventually as they get to Hulu
and
online.
Why do I want to watch Dancing with the Stars?
I mean, you're into the stars.
It's a pretty good show.
I don't want to watch them swinging their hips like that.
It's so amazing. You know what it is? It's a person, and I haven't watched too many, but when I watched it, I thought, no, that's good. Just an everyday star, okay? An everyday star who's never danced in their lives. You. Let's just say someone of your caliber.
Oh, my wonderful star.
You're a star. Okay, Serene. They could take someone like you and you've never done any like moves and they train you with a person and within like 1 month You have to be doing all these amazing dances and being flipped back. You have to train all day. You have to be like almost doing somersaults. Your feet go in and out. And it's, imagine yourself taking that on right now in a one month.
I wouldn't want everyone to see that on TV.
You're going to have 10 million people watching you.
No, I wouldn't want to have 10 million people watching me swinging my gushiness around.
No, it's nothing to do with gushiness. It's all the intricate moves and the absolute athleticism of it all.
They'd have the outfits.
What's wrong? Stop. Listen, there's nothing wrong with the outfits. They're just dancing outfits. Can you get over that and talk to me about the incredibleness of what they do?
No, I'm sure the incredibleness is amazing.
Have you ever
sure.
watched Dancing with the Stars?
Probably.
The outfits are not that bad.
Probably on an airplane without sound. Because I didn't want to ask with the headphones for that perverted show.
Oh my goodness.
No, literally, I'm not one of those old school like everything is perverted. I watch the Olympics and I watch stuff.
I watch the Olympics and cooking shows.
No, hold on, that is one thing. You can't get
Olympics. Hey, Olympics hardly people have
TV
clothes on
TV is worth
either.
It for Olympics, eh?
Yeah.
I buy a new TV every 8 years or 4 years or whenever the Olympics come.
Oh, so you get cable just for that time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't. Do we have to get cable for that?
Yeah, you
we
do.
But the deal is that we don't do TV. We just my children, I have a little disc of nut brown hair for my toddlers.
What's nut brown hair?
You know, guess how much I love you, little nut brown hair. Guess how much I love you.
To the moon and back. Is that
yes!
that story? Yeah.
Beautiful. They watch that while they're getting the breakfast, and then on Friday and Saturday nights. We can watch a family movie.
Oh, how fun.
No, they all watch all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't like them watching it Monday through Friday.
You make them watch like Charlie Brown Christmas.
No,
and stuff.
They can watch whatever they want as long as
do
it's
your
not
children,
psycho.
Though, your teenagers are probably watching some YouTubes on there. That's what teenagers do these days. They don't
no, they're
care
not.
About TV.
I, when
they
I
watch
catch
YouTubes.
Them just flipping through YouTubes, I'm saying, oh, hey, what
yeah,
can
but
you
they
do productive?
Do it.
I'm sure occasionally, but I don't really like them to.
You don't like encourage it.
No, and I discourage it whenever I see them. I'm like, what are you doing? You're wasting your time? Get out and do something amazing. Go make something.
Yeah.
I totally discourage it.
I really like the pre black box in one's hand days. And we actually create that environment at our house. Is a media, it's a mostly media free
oh, really?
Environment.
You, Dan, you're always on the media.
Yeah, because what I realized is that my kids were starting to say things like I'm bored. And the reason they were like, I wasn't ever bored as a kid. Ever.
No.
Ever. Yeah. It wasn't a concept.
No.
You weren't bored. You had to throw a ball against a wall. It's called wall ball.
Exactly.
You know, like you had to do stuff. And I remember when you would sit for a long enough period of time, I remember sitting and daydreaming as a kid. Those mm-hmm. are some of my fondest
yeah,
memories.
Yeah, who daydreams? Do you see children daydreaming?
No, because
now?
Of
they
the
don't.
Black box.
They
like
grab the black
phone
box.
Stops it.
And
yeah.
look, let me tell you something. If you know that you can reach in your pocket and entertain yourself, you will do that 10 times out of 10 mm-hmm. instead of looking up at the clouds and figuring out life.
Yeah, it's true.
No, it's so true. And it's not like we're some pretty dirty family. Like, we watch movies on the weekends and we don't watch just nut brown hair. I was just saying that's what my toddlers do for morning. So I actually start the day with them watching something because mm-hmm. it allows me to get breakfast with the family. But and my husband takes my teenage boys to the movies and they go see Jackie Chan's latest and whatever. And they have a life. It's not like some like crushed down, no fun. But I think Monday through Friday, I'm like, get a book. Let's all sit around the fire and just sit together and be together. But let's be reading. Let's be discovering. Let's be researching, you know?
You can learn, man.
Get a book.
But you know, watching something as a family is also fun too.
Yeah, that's why we do it on the weekends. It's totally. But if you do it every night through the week, it's something that you fall back on. Like, you don't get any bright idea to do anything else. It becomes like a habit.
Yeah, I want my kids to do stuff like Elon Musk is doing, he's the perfect example or not.
Still lots of creativity, though.
Yeah, like he was in life encountering problems. I mean, the guy made up PayPal. You know, like he solved a problem because he was present in life. You know, if like... I don't know. I feel like I was handicapped from watching too much TV as a kid. I'm addicted to it.
Really?
Yeah. As we speak.
Yeah, well...
I just want to watch TV. Ah!
But you know what? Here's the thing. Like, I was out with my daughter yesterday, and so it was about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, climbed in the car, and she said, oh, my phone's only at 1%. I'm like, well, go get your charger, you know, because that's pretty important in this day and age, always to have a charged phone. She's like, no, Mom, I'm just going to go without it. And so she tries to put herself on social media fast and all this. She has this conscience about too much.
Yeah, your children so have like this perfect little
I know, but I didn't teach that to them. I was always like, no, you can watch this, just don't go overboard. And so they've developed their own consciences. So it was, we were about to come home. And
but
it was
that's
like
a blessing that 8:30 most people don't have.
And I said I said, I'll text you this thing. I just said to her, I'll text it to you then. And she goes, Mom, I haven't had my phone all afternoon. Didn't you notice? Go me, right? Go me. And I'm like, well, yeah, I guess that's go you, Autumn, because it actually seemed to me like, wow, she hasn't had her phone all afternoon, evening and night. She hasn't been touching her phone. She hasn't been looking at anything. And for me, that would be a lot. You know, I said, yeah, go you. But then I said to her, but I guess when I grew up your age, wasn't any such thing as a phone. It was constant go me.
Yeah.
Right? And so I thought, wow.
And you were a daydreamer, Pearl.
I was a huge daydreamer.
Yeah.
But I you know, I was like, wow, how did she go all afternoon and all night without a phone? And she's like, yeah, me. And I'm like,
do you remember on long car rides, staring out the window?
Yeah, just staring.
That's what you did on a long car ride.
That's healing and healthy to just stare.
I remember not suffering when I stared out the window. Like, I would stare out the window. I would imagine that my eyes were lasers and I could cut all the trees in half.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where are you going to get that if you got a black box in your hand?
Well, because you're always being entertained. But what do we do about this? We're all here lamenting about you know, the black boxes in all our kids' hands and stuff. And yet we need our children to have them because I go away, I need my children to be able to call me. I brought my daughter a phone when she was 13. I'm like, I need you to have this. I need you to be able to I need to be able to contact you and you contact me. I mean, in this life, children need phones, right?
No, I mean,
so what are we doing?
I mean, in my phone, we just have a family phone. And it's like, so they don't get rights. It's different because she was the only one left. The others are kind of all getting married off. But
whose phone is that? Speaking of that, that's your phone.
Yeah, you keep going. I've got to check this.
Is that the family phone? Ringing on cue?
Sam! Oh, okay. We'll pause it for
and
a
she
sec.
Has to take it.
Yeah, she's going to take it. Yes.
Oh, so yeah, I just have a family phone, and then
you don't really.
Well, it's my phone.
Sam has one.
Sam has a phone.
You
and
have
I have
one,
a phone
and then your older drivers have one. Yes. A driver has to have a phone.
Yeah, all my older drivers, but all the others don't have a phone because I'm like, hey, you can use my phone. You want to call so and so? If I'm gonna, I really need another phone for the family because when go out, I leave my phone with them, and then I'm calling from a payphone,
and it is so annoying. Okay, yeah.
But I want to say this though. I don't like them to have their personal phone because if you just have a family cell phone, then they don't have the rights to sit in a corner and say, I'm going to play a game for 3 hours.
Yeah.
You know, because it's the family phone. So-and-so might need it for school research. So-and-so might need to call so-and-so.
When your kids do get a phone, do you monitor what apps they have on there?
I think that we used to when they were young. I mean, I don't know. My children, I don't know how I lucked out with them. They have more of a moral conscience than me. I mean, they're so careful about what they watch. And
they're way more careful than Pearl.
Yeah.
I think she's going to hell.
Yeah, the Valdez children don't have a conscience.
Oh, they don't?
No, if they are not steered, they'll gallop off a cliff.
All right. So how do you do that?
It's in the Valdez blood.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
And I think that's good then to, like, well, when we had TV, though, back, you know, when our children were younger, now they choose. They're very picky. They don't like watch nudity or anything like that. But we always had it cut off at certain ratings so that they would never see anything on the cable.
The Valdez bloodline is an all-out situation.
Okay.
Like, if they get a bag of candy or something, they'll eat it until they're bleeding and constipated.
So what do you do about their phones? All your kids has to have phones because these days in modern times, children have phones.
Well, my oldest son, I got a new phone.
Yeah.
And we handed, you know, down the phone.
Yeah, you got to hand
it.
15.
Yeah,
you
got to hand what
it
you do.
Yeah, and he's going to be driving, and so, you know, it's a very practical reason for him to have a phone. But like our other kids, they don't have one because I mean they're not making money with it. Like I feel like it's a money making tool. It's a life tool rather than
But what are you going to do to keep the bad apps off it for him?
Oh, well, I do audits.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
okay, so he knows you're auditing his phone.
Random
and all that.
Audits. I will go up. He can be using it.
Yeah.
And I'll just hold my hand out.
Right.
He places it in my hand.
No, that's good.
As is tradition.
Yeah.
I go in. He knows I can go in.
Yeah.
Not only internet history. Oh, And deleted browser history
right.
will cause you to lose your phone for 2 weeks.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, there's no, you no, can't delete your
No, I think that's good. I mean, when
history.
We first, when our children got phones when they were young, they knew that at any time we could look at their phones.
Yeah.
And we had this thing where their messages went to our messages.
Yes.
And it was so bad. We didn't even set it up that way. I don't know how it happened, but it got set up that way.
Yeah,
it comes that way. Bad because we had an engaged son and, yeah. And it was like, nothing was weird, but it was just like, I don't really want to hear, oh, I miss you. I miss you, my precious. It's like, okay, this is corny. I don't want to have this popping up.
My son's read all that. All of
but the worst thing is
between
when you're
you
wanting,
and Lisa.
That's the worst thing when you're wanting to text your husband, like,
hold on, so your
tonight.
Husband.
It's like, ooh, my children have all seen that.
Dad, what's happening tonight? You and mom going somewhere? No, you're staying here. Weird. Why are you excited?
Yeah. Oh, hold on. Does your son still see all your and Lisa's texts?
Yeah, so
my
text connects with my home computer, my iMac, through the cloud so that I can type text. Mm-hmm. Usually when we're on our group text together, I'm typing, responding to you.
Oh, you little office boy.
Yeah, I'm in the off.
Yeah,
But my son has snuck in there at night and pulled up iMessage so that he could read father's texts.
Really?
That entertaining.
That is so funny.
Yeah, he came proudly into the room announcing some things. And I ruined his life for a week.
You know what, Serene, though? I don't know if I can tell you that story about you.
What story?
When Adam first got his own phone and he was under yours and Sam's
text. Oh, no, you can't. It's too bad.
I won't tell details. I just won't.
Yeah, but people are driving in their minivan with their toddlers.
Yeah. Okay, but I'm not saying anything bad. I'm just saying he was overseas. This before Trim Healthy Mama, this when he was trying to make ends meet. He was gone,
For 3 months, like
For
straight.
3 months. And you and him, you know, kept this flame alive. Might have been some pictures. That's all I'm saying. That your poor son, you didn't know your poor son was seeing.
Your son saw your...
That's
Stop!
All we're saying.
Your shots?
We don't know. No, I didn't send pictures.
Yeah, you did.
Yes, you did.
And your son saw him.
Shut up, or the whole world.
Does he like...
I don't know. He's never told me.
Has he avoided
but
you?
We know that it happened.
Hey, has he avoided you ever since? Like, he can't look at mom in the eye anymore?
This is not good. Jim has to take this off.
Does he really, though?
No, he doesn't.
No, he does.
It's not possible.
People, their little children are eating raisins in their car seat.
We've talked about way worse stuff than that. We've talked about you and your bedroom and setting it on fire.
On fire with candles.
Yeah, but that's so much... cleaner.
Wait, really?
There's a nothing dirty about the conversation.
What is wrong with that? That's good
I
stuff.
Love the conversation.
Setting the flame
but I was
on
just
fire.
Thinking about the poor little children eating raisins in their
they
car
don't
seats.
Know.
Eating
they
ants
don't
on
know.
A log.
Yeah.
It's total PG-13
okay.
what I said.
Okay.
I support it.
Yeah, for real.
You know, your kids may
but
break
in. But I don't
in.
Support it if your kids are on your family phone.
You should probably.
They weren't. This is before all that. Yeah. He just went to use it's one phone. He went to use it.
Oh, it was family phone.
It was just.
This is why you shouldn't.
No,
have
it's
a family
just my phone.
Phone
was used by the family because we were too poor to have any more than one phone. It was just the one little flip.
Okay,
flip
so
phone.
That's how the.
Oh, and
guy.
A flip phone quality at that,
yeah.
making it
so
look extremely like I found these in a dumpster.
Flip phone quality.
I support it, though. I think all couples should be sending each other photographs.
Well,
I think
you know,
we need
I
to,
mean...
we need
know,
to move
it,
on.
It's not the photographs these people are thinking. That's the problem.
No, it's just tasteful.
It was tasteful.
Yeah, tasteful.
It was tasteful.
It was nothing. Put it that way. So it was sparky but tasteful.
Yeah, sparky but tasteful.
I'm not going to ask for an example.
No, we
I don't mean an example. I mean...
We've got to stay PG.
I'm in a description.
To fix this show.
I'm in a description.
It needs to fix it.
Really?
What are you watching on Netflix,
Dan?
Les.
Leslie says, what are we watching on Netflix? But if you say the word Netflix, that's way more of a hot topic than texting pictures.
Les ask what we're watching on Netflix.
If you haven't deleted your Netflix
hey,
account.
Hey, can I make...
What happened to Netflix?
Oh, Netflix chose to air some really bad stuff about children.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, a lot of people deleted their Netflix account over
Oh,
that.
For real? They did choose to do that? Well, I'll be deleting tonight.
Of course, Serene will
course
jump on
will.
Anything.
Without
I'm deleting
even
tonight.
Needing
no,
to
she
see
doesn't
evidence.
Even need to know what they did. She's deleting
yes,
tonight.
I just
That's
heard.
It. It's gone. I'm going home to tell my husband Netflix is gone.
There are other conservatives deleting Netflix.
What about
iTunes?
The other? What? Just PureFlix for me then, hey?
Oh, PureFlix.
PureFlix.
Yeah.
You're going to watch
Only
GodTube?
Only PureFlix for you.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't exploit children. You do that, no. I'm shutting you off for real.
Yeah.
Chris, Leslie's really trying to bring this back. Now she's like, Christmas,
yeah, I can't make
movies,
any Netflix
anybody?
Recommendations.
Yeah,
anymore.
I don't know if I can even rise up out of that because people thought it was worse than what it was. That's the thing.
What? Flip it. What I said about you and your phone?
Yeah.
Tim can delete it if it wants. Listen, I'm just saying it was very nice. What's
it
wrong
tasteful.
With the wife
I know,
sending tasteful pictures to her husband? That's good stuff.
No, good stuff. Oh, I believe it. I'm
you
a great believer.
Helping.
Yeehaw. I'm helping people. Okay. But the deal is that people are thinking it's different kinds of pictures my child saw.
Yeah. No, your child didn't see
it
anything.
It wasn't like
too.
A pornography yeah. thing no. my child saw.
It was cute, tasteful,
sassy,
but definitely sparky stuff.
Sparky, yeah.
Like flex the bicep.
Yeah, it was a flex the bicep.
Sure.
Mama strong.
Mama strong.
Mama work at home while daddy gone.
That's right. That's it, all it was. Okay, so.
That'd be a good t-shirt. Mama work at home while daddy gone. Mama strong. Like everybody's so like. Woman power, you know what I mean? Like girl
but
boss.
If you actually said my, mama work.
Yeah, like hashtag mama strong.
Yeah.
It's like the homeschool moms have a hashtag now. Yeah. Mama strong.
They do actually have that already.
We've got nothing else for this show, do we?
The weightlifting.
It's obvious.
The weightlifting community, there's a whole thing called Mama Strong.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
About like strong mothers.
Yeah, no, wait. Yeah, they're just exercise mothers.
I feel
like
that'd be embarrassing if I had like a daddy strong t-shirt.
Yeah.
Like I don't need... Yeah, it would mean that I'm not. Like I wanna I've always felt that about when women do those little slogans and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
women can be cutesy and men can't. They can't do that.
No, but I mean I saw a sign, it was on a little piece of like reclaimed wood in this little shop for women and it said strong as a man.
Oh, I would hate that.
I just remember thinking like that, like what man would ever say strong as a woman? It would be humiliating.
I don't want to be as strong as a man. I want to be just strong
for
me.
I felt like
I don't
it
wanna,
was
why
I would
why?
Hate to I would hate to be strong as a man and then I don't know I would feel like
in
I
some
was,
ways we're so much stronger than men in some ways we're
right.
so much weaker we've
exactly.
got all got our good stuff and now we're supposed to be different.
You know what it should be different. On the board on you know how people
I'd
have,
like to
signs.
See my husband give birth.
Yeah,
hey,
no,
I so would.
No
you would.
Yeah, I'm gonna have a bad visual right now in my head about it but no, but it's just like we're made strong for the things we're made strong for. Yeah.
For sure.
But I don't want to be out there and like tornadoes are zooming around me and I'm like changing a tire and like doing all that kind of thing and lifting the back of the car up. You know, but I don't want to do that.
No,
I don't want to be strong like that. No. I don't. Yeah.
Hey.
I don't want to lift all the boxes when we're moving.
I don't either.
I just want to nurse the kid.
That's right.
As strong as a woman.
Yes.
I was going to share something and now it's gone.
Wait, Leslie just said we're done because we've really got nothing to talk about.
Are we rambling?
21 minutes. Then we've got to give these people something
worth
it. No,
but right now we're just sort of taking their time up by chit-chatting. We don't have a topic.
That's the unshow. This unshow never has a topic.
I know, but usually
this show is all about unning everything.
Yeah.
Meaning it's not meant to be...
entertaining.
Yeah.
It's unentertaining.
So what were you thinking, Dan? You were thinking something.
Yeah, it was...
It's gone now, but... You can try and get it back.
Yeah, it was going to be good, and it
you
was.
You got some gray coming in on the side, Dan.
Are you going to let it all go gray?
Yeah, I mean,
I like gray.
I'm going to let it do what it's needed, but if something has money attached to it that requires all brown or purple,
but I don't like when men dye their hair; they do look fake.
I like a little salt and pepper dye. It could be good. I don't like a full dye.
You know,
salt
and pepper dye.
Yeah, meaning you leave some of the gray.
Well, but there's
touch
only
gray.
Some gray there.
I know, but he's going to go full on gray sometime.
Gray is the only... My little grays are the only thing that would tell my age. When I shave and have a proper haircut, I mean, I look like 15.
No, I don't see any grays. Serene just noticed. Are you going to be a little worried about
it? I think gray's good. Gray's good.
Look at John here. He's allowing the natural to come through. And he's not cutting or dying. No?
No, let's just talk about that. John is part of this... community of that's against demaining men. So you can't demain a man.
He's
cut
the only one in the community.
The mane off the hair, but he doesn't even have a beard. So he's totally demaned himself because a mane is hair and beard. Yeah. Right?
He's
you
got
think
them
of a
chops,
lion.
Though, on the, side.
The beard and the hair are the mane.
Yeah, but I don't like a long, long beard that food can get stuck in. It grosses me out.
Yeah.
That's a natural way, but women also have natural hair under their arms, and I say get it off.
Yes. Get it off.
I say get it off,
I say get it off, too.
Yeah, you know, yeah. You don't want anywhere that food can catch. You know what?
I shouldn't say that. I don't say get it off.
No.
Why? No. If
Lisa wanted to grow the underarm hair, you'd be totes fine.
Yeah.
What if she prayed in? Put little dangly beads at the bottom.
And like drew a face like a Scottish lord. And there he was every time she raised her hand, her little Scottish lord. I met a friend about a year ago, and she was like, yeah, I do the underarm hair thing.
Yeah.
And why did she tell you that? It's so weird.
No, I saw it.
I haven't seen
it. She's just like people with a singlet in summer. You're going to see it.
I saw it peeking out. It was like she had something caught there, you know, I just kept looking, and then she finally was like, yeah, it's what you think.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, it somehow worked.
But it would be stinky.
Maybe
I
not.
Find my men, they put deodorant on over that hair. It doesn't get on their arms.
You should be like my husband then. Where he applies his deodorant, he must use half a stick every day.
No, yeah, but they just paste the hair. That's all they do. And then the armpit still stinks.
My husband's armpits don't. He gets it all. He really applies. It's the same way in the shower. He works.
Does he part?
His grooming?
Does he part the hair and then apply?
No, I don't know. I've just seen him very aggressively do it. In the shower, he is working. It's in the most physical activity he gets all day by scrubbing his body. I just do a little bit of cleaning, you know, a little bit of with good pure soap, and then just enjoy the hot water. The whole entire time he's in, he's scrubbing microbes off his body.
He stands and dreams?
Never stands and dreams.
That's almost all I do in the shower.
Yeah.
You just stand and dream. Yes, stand and dream.
Oh, yeah, and I look, and I just tiled my shower.
Physical effort.
So I look around at the new tile, and I'm like, you've done it, old boy. You're rich. Like, it just makes me feel rich. I've showered in a.
What sort of tile did you do? A good travertine?
No, we did a classic subway tile.
Oh, nice. But that's not rich, but it looks nice, eh?
Well, when you go from ghetto trailer wraparound situation.
Oh, that's up.
The plastic.
That's upper class.
I had a vinyl. Yeah, and it was.
The subway tile can be nice. It's this little white squares.
Don't get me wrong. Subway tile's so classy, but it's inexpensive.
Oh, it's very inexpensive.
It's timeless.
Don't make him feel too humble, Pearl.
No, I'm all about the Dan and getting his money, but I was just going to say, they're 15 cents
But when
tire.
I get in that shower, it...
I just priced him out.
I was going to stare at the shower and say, you're only 15 cents a tire.
I know. Yeah.
Pearl said you're only 15 cents. Everyone
My whole
knows.
Perspective is rewritten now. Like, I get in my shower and I'm just like, you're still trash, son. Don't ever get too ahead of yourself.
You're 15 cents a tile, you trash.
Every single one I see, like a price tag, 15 cents. And it's a Goodwill price tag, too.
Yes.
It's a piece of tape.
It's a tape. And it's been written on with felt tip. 15 cents. It's all like...
It's on special.
It looks great, though. Oh.
Porch pickup only.
Oh, my goodness.
No, it does. It makes me feel lush.
Yeah.
When I get in, I look around and I do. I say that and I'm like,
you
are
it,
surrounded
boy.
With good things. It's like another flip thing for me.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, that's why
going
I believe.
Up from the surround shower with the plastic.
But if you are with the flip. Oh, sorry. If you are with a surround shower with the plastic, you can flip it with just a good shower curtain sometimes.
Oh, good shower curtain can be a huge thing. Like, man, I've done it, old girl.
Yeah.
Look at this shower curtain.
Yeah. You've done it, old girl.
Because if you've done like I did and left a shower curtain there for 2 years.
On scum on the bottom.
The scum?
It's pink.
But
it's pink scum.
But it's pink because of the mold. But here's what, you get so used to it. Every time you're in the shower, you think, I should get a new shower curtain. But then you get used to the slime.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And you just allow that slime in your life
it's
until
not
you change
anymore.
It. And you're like, how could I have lived
How'd
with
I do
that?
It?
That's disgusting.
It affects having like nice things about you. Even not... You don't have to have
not
the most expensive thing,
no.
But just it's not falling apart.
Yeah.
I think there's something like you got to be faithful in those little things in your life, because we can afford a $5 shower liner.
You can.
We're just not getting it.
It's true.
You know what I mean? It's like making your bed.
I was about to bring, we're great minds, Danny, because I was like looking at my bed today. Minds. So nicely made, you know.
Like, we could afford a proper toaster.
Thanks for cutting me off. Like.
Totally. You go. You go. You go,
hers
girlfriend.
Hers was just better than mine.
No, I didn't even hear yours.
We knew it was.
That's the truth.
As soon as Serene started, that was like, ooh, go sister. Serene, yours will be better.
I know, it always is, because her analogies are better.
Go right now.
I'm repeating myself. I was just saying, as I was walking by my made bed today, I'm like, Pearl, I'm so glad you're a bed maker now, because you live a better life.
You do.
You live a better life because it's like the tiles in the shower, Dan, instead of the pink mold.
Hey, do you ever, maybe you don't pay attention to this stuff. I feel like when I clean not only the nook, but also the cranny.
Ooh. Better life.
I feel like things happen, success things happen in my life.
Yeah.
Not like just the, and I don't know if it's a, I don't think like there's like God sitting back waiting to like withhold or bless. It's like, but I wonder if it's like a law of physics or something. Like if you're not faithful with small things, you're just not ready to take on that new client or take on when like your garage and your shop, like you can't even find your tools.
Yeah.
Like who will trust you with actually stewarding like a big account of something? Like you're the guy whose stuff is disarray.
Yes, for sure. Well, and it's eating too.
Yeah, we have this spice drawer right next to our stove.
What happened to your toaster story? It was gonna be good.
It's gone now.
I want it.
No, it ain't gone. We had this spice, but yours was lovely. I'd rather
No, I wanted the toaster.
No, it's good.
You had a spice
We had the spice drawer next to our, oven.
Spice
right
girl.
Next to our stove.
I want one.
And it got really, you do have a spice girl.
Oh yeah.
Mrs.
Lisa's
Valdez.
Spice girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you
go. That's what I meant.
Exactly. So we had the spice drawer, and it just got coated with tajin and coated with tajin. It was like you couldn't see the bottom. It was
sounds
just
like
all
my favorite drawer.
And you got used to it. Tajin.
Got used to it, and we just went to the grocery store, got new spices, just threw them in there.
Yeah.
On top of the tajin.
Until yesterday, I came home.
Tajin.
I was out doing errands, and my sweet daughter had decided to clean it all.
Changed your life.
Changed our life. Now we're uppity class people.
Oh,
like everything.
Oh, yeah.
Like I cooked a splendid dinner, like 5-star. I didn't just throw together the normal thing because we were of the upper class.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Oh dude, if I clean out my garage, the wash of arrogance that swells my chest.
And all the other people that don't clean out their garages.
Yeah,
do that?
I'm like, what am I doing? I need to be in Williamson County. I'm a Williamson Countyer. I'm no longer going to live in this county anymore because my garage is clean. No, like it's sort of like when you get your first class ticket for the first time.
Yeah.
Suddenly, these people are dirty masses who settle for like the less things in life. And you, not you though.
Not you,
first class flyer. You only the best because after all, you do it so much because you are so important that you need to fly a lot. Therefore, you fly first. And you wonder how people, like they probably didn't even brush their teeth.
I know.
Look at them in their comfy sweatpants.
Pearl looks down on me. You know, I can just tell. Yeah. I can just tell there's something between us when we fly. Like we're all equal. We're total equals.
Yeah.
And then we fly.
Yeah.
And then I can just tell the wall is up because,
I'm
back in the
because
the back
my husband
cabin.
Doesn't like to be treated like a dirty unwashed.
A commoner.
That's why he will do first. He
the great unwashed.
Because you get used to. You could fly in a plane, and no matter where you were in that plane, you would get respect. Sir, would you like a drink? Would you like these peanuts? No, they don't give you peanuts. Would you like something else? Oh, here's a pillow. Now, if you're in just economy, even ask something.
Oh, no, oh, my goodness. Yeah, you can even miss out on a meal.
Maybe,
There's none left. You could have paid for it. You don't get it.
Maybe mean to all our flight attendants listening.
No, but I think service used to be better.
In the plane.
It used to be better in the plane.
Now it's all saved for the first class.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're 32 minutes in, but I would love the toaster story if you do remember it.
Well, I was just saying that we were talking about how we could afford things, but we don't. We just get used to it.
Mm.
Well, you know, we've come up in the world from our food stamp days, and we could actually afford a toaster. 5 toasters, right?
Yeah.
And so we've had the same old stinking toaster. I actually accidentally brought a bagel toaster. And our sourdough bread, we cut very thin.
Very thin.
And every time it falls down inside of the wires, burns, smokes. It's part of our breakfast experience. And you have to unplug it and get the little chopstick and dig it out. And you have quarter of your toast left in the bottom. And then you have to do surgery on it every Saturday and undo all of that, the bits that would actually turn the house into a flame. But that's it. But I still do not buy a new toaster.
You've learned to live with it.
I've just learned to live with it. I still got that old toaster. I just never buy
it. Well, all these things to say, like, I used to learn to live with it. I lived with an unmade bed all those years, but then I decided to change. We're all on this journey, right? So I've got so many, much more things to look forward to in life because I'm going to make them better. Yeah. Isn't life great? Yeah.
Life's so good.
How was your spice straw, by the way?
My spice straw's putrid. Goodbye.
Bye.